If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our guest is Dr. Robert Slate, co-author of a book called The Battle Buddy Diet. He wrote that with his physician wife. You can get that on Amazon.com. Here's Dr. Mike Royston.
And I want to talk to him, that is Dr. Slay. We've talked about ERs and untold stories of the ERs so far, but what I want to talk to him about is he and his wife decided to wage a personal war on obesity and disease. One, what's the origin of it, and what is the Battle Buddy Diet?
Well, you know what happened was my wife came home 4 or 5 years ago and said, you know, Bob, I was looking at the World Health Organization, this thing called BMI. BMI, what a... Make a long story short, I was shocked to find out the World Health Organization considered me obese. Now, that was weighing 238 pounds at about 5'8", 5'9". That is pretty obese. And so I decided, well, maybe I need to look into this and find out what's going on here. I'd had a 32-inch waist my entire life growing up. I'd been an athlete, been a Special Forces Army Delta Force guy, never had a problem with weight, nothing like that. And looking at the literature, I found out that, wait a minute, this means, and you know this well, that you're going to lose anywhere from 12 to 16 to 18, maybe 20 years off your life based on abdominal obesity. And I said, my God, this can't be happening to me. As you know, when we go to work, I was in the changing room with the other doctors putting on scrubs for the ER. And as you know, the scrubs are color-coded. The little drawstrings are different colors for different sizes. So I started out with the orange for small when I first started working. And some 15 years later, I've graduated up to the lethal red, which is double extra large with a 40-inch waist. And I didn't think I really had a problem. People, Dr. Andrew Weil said that part of growing old is gaining weight and it's graceful aging and on. But the shocking news of all the diseases, now some 38 and growing, and you know this better than me, got my attention. Not only the metabolic syndrome, diabetes, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, triglyceridemia, et cetera, but also the fact that cancers, GERD, sleep apnea, and the list goes on and on and on. As you know now, there are probably 5 or 6 cancers associated with this obesity, so we decided we had to do something. We'd also fallen into what I call the Mako syndrome, which is the middle-aged couple obesity syndrome. And that's where the husband and wife sit there and they watch the TV, eating chips, eating processed foods, and gaining 5 or 6 or 5 pounds a year times 10 years, 15, 20 years of marriage, and suddenly can't understand why they're not attractive to each other, why they feel depressed, no energy, and the relationship seems to be going nowhere. And that's where we were. So we started looking into the literature, and one of the major things I have to give credit to Dr. Esselton and Campbell, Forks Over Knives was definitely the video, and if people in your audience haven't seen it, and I'm sure many have, they need to see that, was really got my attention. And further investigation into all the world's literature, university-based and so on, about longevity, diet, obesity, and so on, pushed us into designing our own diet. And what the diet came down to is what you and your listeners are well aware of, and that is whole foods, grains, beans, and I like to add salmon. And essentially with that diet, and we put that in place, we decided as a bond. And what this book is all about is how, with your domestic partner, you can do it. You cannot do it without the help of your domestic partner. If the two of you decide we're not going to have any lethal foods in our house, we're going to stick together, we're going to bond together for 4 weeks, we're going to stick to this diet, we're going to exercise, and we're also going to do a little resistance training, and we're going to, at the end of the 4 weeks, we're going to see where we are. And, Mike, you know the end of the story. The end of the story is the end of 4 weeks. You have lost somewhere between 10. I lost 12 pounds. Your waist has gone down by about 2 inches. You have new energy. You feel better than you've ever felt before. So after 4 weeks, you said, let's go for 12. At the end of 12, I lost 30-some pounds. She had lost 20-some pounds. More importantly, my lipids, my blood pressure, and all those things, which were hovering on metabolic syndrome, all went back to normal. And it was then I decided we can never go back. We've got to stay the course here. And as you know, once you get past that initial change and you grieve for the beef you're not going to have anymore, and you grieve for the other kind of foods that you just can't eat, especially processed lethal food, then you decide this is a better way to go. You feel better. You don't feel hungry. You have new energy. And all of your, more importantly, your chance of functional longevity is immensely increased by the diet. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
And so have you stuck with that now?
We have stuck with it. Now, I've had a few little things where I've gained a few pounds here and there, like a vacation, and I think no one is perfect. And I used to be Dr. Esselton, who allows no drift here. I used to be like that. You can never have anything. But let's face it, you maybe want to have a little turkey for Thanksgiving. You maybe want to have a little treat or a special occasion or something like that. But, yes, we both kept our weight down. I weigh what I weighed in high school. She weighs what she weighed in high school. And we're on no medications. We feel more energy than we've ever felt in our lives. And doing it together was the key. Just one quick story. My son came home from college, and he brought, you know, with him coffee ice cream. We were in the middle of this process when this happened. Put it in the freezer. He ate a little bit of it and left the rest. So Monday morning, my wife's going to work. As you know, anesthesia gets there early. I'm going to go a little bit later. So she's leaving. I said, you know, honey, we need to take that ice cream out of that freezer, and I'm going to put it down the sink. Because if it stays here, I'm going to eat it, and we just can't eat it. And she says, that's a good idea, Bob. So she gets in the car. I go into the freezer, get the ice cream out. I can't even wait to go upstairs and get a spoon. I see a screwdriver sitting on the workbench over there. I grab that and eat that ice cream. Lick the inside of that carton. If CSI had come in, they wouldn't be able to tell you what was in that carton when I was finished. The phone rings. She says, you ate the ice cream, didn't you? And I said, yes, I did. So if it's there, I'm going to eat it. And that's 90% of the battle is getting those foods away from you. The other lethal thing is at work, in the break room, and people all have office break rooms. As you know, they have the nurse's lounge, doctor's lounge, where there's just tons of lethal food sitting there. With sleep deprivation, we know that you make bad decisions about food. We know that's critical to weight loss and maintaining it as sleep. So there you are at night, working all night, and there are those donut holes sitting there. They've been there for probably a day or two, and they look mighty inviting, and you're probably going to eat them. So other trick is to take food with you that's healthy food when you go to work. Take it in the car, and don't be subject to that stuff that's lying around out there, because you will eat it.
Joe? Great story, Joe.
All right, thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. Robert Slay, read his book called The Buddy to Battle Diet. It's available now on Amazon.com.
The Battle Buddy Diet.
Battle Buddy Diet, and it's available on Amazon.com. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Check us out on iHeartRadio. It's a great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. Try it out for free. Go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the app or use the web. If you're using the web, click Talk on the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Juliana and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.